This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Before it's recognized and legitimized, every sport needs evangelists and enthusiasts. Today, both will hit Governor's Island here in New York City to take part in the second annual National Drone Racing Championships. ESPN will be there too. Interest in and bigger purses for drone racing are on the rise, Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
If you're a broadcaster like ESPN, you've got options. So why drone racing? Well, it turns out poker plays a hand.
You know, I never really thought of poker as much of a sport until you could make $1 million playing it and then ESPN televising it.
Patrick Risch is the director of the sports business program at Washington University in St. Louis. He says if there's money on the line and you have a passionate fan base out there,
then you're going to have viewers.
Which is what ESPN wants, especially young ones, like the kind who generally don't bother to subscribe to old-fashioned cable. Also because they buy products like
energy drinks.
Ray Katz is a managing partner with ROI Sports Marketing Group.
Banks and insurance companies want to reach consumers when they're younger. Men's and women's grooming companies want to reach consumers when they're younger.
And what happens to a new sport like drone racing when it gets coverage from a network like ESPN? No matter what happens during this weekend's race, for the sport, it's a win. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.